Hello, and this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come. And today's episode is 20 ways to give yourself the gift of self-care. Taking care of yourself doesn't mean me first. It means me too. I was writing a check the other day and I wrote December 2022, which gave me a flashback to July when I posted it was already halfway through the year. Now, here we are, and 2023 is knocking at the door. So with this year wrapping up, I want to encourage you to give yourself a gift, the gift of self-care. And no, I am not talking about booking a full day at the spa, although I am not opposed if you have the time and the money to do that. By all means, go, 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 go do it. Rather, I'm talking about different forms of self-care that will heal your soul and rejuvenate you. So I'm going to list off for you 20 ways to give yourself the gift of self-care this holiday season. And if you're on a budget, don't worry, I've got you covered. And as you pick an activity or two or five, remind yourself that you are worth it. You are doing something for yourself, which makes you a better person for all of the relationships that you have in your life, including the relationship with yourself. So pick and choose which one of these appeal to you. And I do want to mention that I am not affiliated with any of the companies or the self-care products that I list below. They just happen to be some of my faves. So number one, first, I encourage you to download my free ebook. And if you have not done that, visit my website, goodthingsaregonnacome.com, and you can download that on the main page. 7 self-care tips you know that you should be doing but aren't. Number two, wash your sheets. Who does not love to climb into a bed with freshly washed sheets? And if you are up for a new set of sheets, I encourage you to try out these amazing eucalyptus sheets from Sheets and Giggles, sheetsandgiggles.com. Number three, take a bath. And if you want to add a little balm to your bath, you can try out some amazing bath bombs from Spinster Sisters. They are a really cute company here in Denver, Colorado, spinstersisters.com. But hey, you don't need to try the bath bomb. Just turn the lights down low. Take a nice bath, add a little bubbles if you'd like to, just de-stress at the end of the day, or maybe the beginning of the day. Number four, clean out your purse or your wallet. I did this the other day, so that is why I added this to this list. So if you are struggling to find chapstick, or maybe you have too many Starbucks cards in your purse or your wallet that only have maybe 50 cents left on them, clean it out. Cleansing feels so good, and it's a really great form of self-care. Number five, add fresh flowers to your house. If you aren't allergic to them, fresh flowers, just they make you smile. And a fun tip, if you have a Kroger, which would be a Dillon's or a King Soopers, City Market, Fry's, one of those in your area, they often have clearance flowers, and sometimes I have found a whole dozen of roses for just $2. Number six, light a candle. Surround yourself with scents that evoke a happy memory or a calm mood. I just bought this really yummy smelling candle at a holiday market here in Denver from a company called Honey and Ash. It smells so amazing. Number seven, turn off the TV. If you are a big binge watcher, instead of watching another episode, turn it off and go on a 20-minute walk around your neighborhood. Number eight, turn on the TV. So if you aren't a big TV person, try picking a show that will make you laugh or watching a movie that's going to bring you some joy. Number nine, do not disturb. Our cell phones have a do not disturb mode. Use it. And try having your morning coffee or tea before you check your phone in the morning. It can just help set you up for that day without having to see all the different things that are on your to-do list. Number 10, take yourself out to dinner. If you are on a budget, send the kids to a friend's house, if you have kids, and ask your partner, if you have one, to meet up with a friend so you can cook yourself your favorite meal at home. But if you do this, don't eat on the couch. Set a table with maybe a fancy napkin, get out a wine glass, light a candle, and have a toast to you. Number 11, do a good deed. This can be something as simple as holding the door for someone or paying it forward at the line in Starbucks or your favorite local coffee shop. When you do good, it feels good. Number 12, H2O. I encourage you to pause what you are doing right now and go drink water. Water is seriously liquid gold. And bonus, it is free. Number 13, move your body. Get your heart rate up. Endorphins are magic. If you follow me, you know that I love running. But if you aren't a runner, just try doing some jumping jacks or squats or yoga, whatever gets your heart pumping. Number 14, sleep in or go to bed early. Now, with young kiddos, I understand this might be a little more challenging, but try your best to pick a day where you can get a full 8 hours of sleep, or maybe even more. Number 15, exfoliate. Try making a homemade sugar scrub. There is a recipe that you can find if you visit my blog page on my website. Or again, you can visit my friends at Spinster Sisters. They have a really great sugar scrub. It's a really fun thing that you can do. Number 16, read a book. Find a quiet place where you can spend maybe 30, 60 minutes just reading whatever you would like, but I encourage you to not read something that's going to stress you out. If you aren't a big reader, just try turning on your favorite music. Sit there and close your eyes and listen to it. Or maybe it's some fast music and you want to get up and dance around. Number 17, try binaural beats. I have used this to help me relax since I was diagnosed with hypertension about 15 years ago. And there are so many different ones to choose from on YouTube that you can look into. So that's binaural beats. Check it out on YouTube. Number 18, write someone a handwritten note. And I'm not talking about a text. I'm not talking about an email. Write someone who means something to you a handwritten note and then pop it in the mail. Number 19, download my free gratitude journal. You can find this by visiting my website, or maybe just write in a journal that you have on your own that you haven't written in a while. Or if you're not a big fan of writing in journals, just try audio diarying. You can do that on your phone. Just go to the voice memos and just talk about your day. And number 20, write down all of your accomplishments for 2022 and congratulate yourself. Taking care of ourselves can be extremely hard work, and especially if you have other obligations like family, work, pets, bills, chores. This list goes on and on and on. Just doing the bare minimum can feel excruciating and often out of reach. And then when you add in self-care, you can get overwhelmed thinking that it must be lavish and time-consuming, and so you lump it in to your other to-do files. But self-care is really self-love and self-respect. Take a little you time this holiday season as we are gearing up for a new year, because you are worth it. And remember, you got this. To learn more about working with me one-on-one, you can visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com.